Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, brought to you by Knutson's and also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot. We go to our sports line this morning and we welcome to the show the coach of the Michigan Center Basketball Cardinals, Travis Gaddy, joining us here. Travis, hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
How are we doing today, Mark? Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, life is good and we appreciate your time here today, and it's just... Boy, it seems like, especially for center. I mean, football just ended. And the basketball season is just in its infancy right now. It seems, especially with your squad, I'm sure, just a really quick flip of the switch from football to basketball.
Yeah, it was. You know, now I know what some of the other schools, Lumen Christi and those type schools that go through a year in and year out go through.
Yeah.
We were getting ready for our game on Monday, and I was leaving the house. I told my wife, I said, man, I feel less prepared right now than what I have ever. You know, I feel like, obviously, like we missed a week of practice, which we did.
Yeah. So you have a lot of kids that cross over from football over the basketball team.
Yeah. We carry 11 on the team, and seven of them played football. So
wow.
We practiced the first week. We had four kids. So we combined at JV and varsity. So, we basically missed a full week of practice with everybody.
Yeah. So with the season being so young for you, younger than most other schools, and missing that week of practice, how do you feel heading in, you know, this week, getting your first games in this week?
So we had a little bit of a rough go on it Monday against Onsted. Dug a big hole, fell behind by 23 in the third quarter. I was super proud of the way our kids fought back. We fought back, got it to a 7-point game with 3-4 minutes to go. Had some opportunities, couldn't get it any closer than that. But I feel a little bit more confident. You know, I think we learned some things about who we were, things we did well, things maybe we didn't do as well after the first game. And I think we'll take that momentum, how we ended the game, and hopefully build on it going into tonight's game with Concord.
That's right. So you have Concord tonight, a game you'll be able to hear on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. What do you know about Concord, and what do you have to do to pull out a win?
So Michigan Center has played Concord for as long as I can remember, Mark. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we were unable to play last year, so I don't know as much about them as maybe what I would have. I do know they have the Sprague kid back, who's a third-year varsity player, averaged about 14 a game. And then the Winfield kid that was a freshman last year, that was pretty impressive, averaged almost 10 points a game and 7 rebounds. So those are a couple kids we really have to focus on and make sure we know where they're at, try to slow them down offensively. I know they're well coached, so I expect them to be ready to go. It's hard with this being their first game, so don't have much film on them. Going in a little bit blind, but do know a little bit about them. So
okay.
We'll have to just definitely make sure we're prepared and play what we want to do, both offensively and defensively.
Tell me about the kids on your team. Who are those that so far early in the season have stood out a little bit, and which ones are you going to be leaning on the most for leadership?
So we have four kids that saw a good amount of minutes last year. One returning starter, Nicholas Cosman, our point guard. He saw a few games up as a sophomore and then was our starting point guard all year last year as a junior. Carter Cosmet, Dalen Hinkle, and Verlandez Williams were all in our top eight rotation last year from a team that went 14-4 and won a district title. So they've logged many minutes. Verlandez is a third-year varsity player, so he got off to a hot start for us against Concord on Monday night. But Brody Shannon has been a guy that has really exceeded where I thought he would be coming in early in the season. He stepped in. He's a junior. His motor, his conditioning has improved greatly, and his motor is has been surprising a little bit. He's working his tail off at both ends of the floor, and he's earned his minutes so far.
Awesome. When we get to the end of the season and you're looking back, where do you – realistically, what are you expecting out of your kids, and where do you expect to land at the end of the season?
You know, I think the conference is as deep overall as what it has been in quite a few years. I think, obviously, Hanover still has the best player in the conference. Mm-hmm. Napoleon is probably the favorite to win the conference. Vandercook is very, very talented. So I think anywhere we could come anywhere from winning the conference to fourth place. I expect us to get better as the year progresses. We are hosting districts. I want us to be ready for March. We have a tough non-conference slate this year that I think is going to get us ready for the end of the year, and hopefully we're playing our best basketball game or best basketball as we head into March and into districts.
Coach Travis Gaddy joining us here, head basketball coach for Michigan Center. Coach, as always, man, we really do appreciate the time. We're hoping the best for you throughout the season, and we're looking forward to more conversations with you as the season progresses. Thank you for your time today.
Well, I appreciate you, Mark. Thanks, and thanks for having me on.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.